Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius. Their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help women shift their perspective of how they see themselves and what they can create in their lives so that they feel confident in every area of their lives and business. So I'm super excited to introduce Kathleen Anderson. Now, Kathleen is the founder and CEO of Dreamers Life Coaching. She's a transformational empowerment coach who specializes in showing female entrepreneurs who are struggling with feelings of overwhelm and self-doubt how to step into a place of empowerment and feel confident, which results in increasing their revenue and living their dream lives. Now, being an entrepreneur since the age of 22, Kathleen is no stranger to the challenges of charging your worth and being seen. Overcoming these obstacles is what ignited her passion for coaching and inspired her to help others. And that's why she truly loves the fulfilling work she does. As certified law of attraction coach, tapping practitioner, Ayurveda lifestyle consultant, and 300-hour RYT yoga instructor, Kathleen uses a very holistic approach to all of her coaching methodologies and programs. Well, welcome, Kathleen. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you so much, Wendy. I'm excited to be here. I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah, and you know, I just love how you're helping women entrepreneurs really step into their power and create the kind of success they truly desire. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, it's really the most fulfilling work that I've ever done to help someone transform from the stuck place that they're in into a place where they are feeling and seeing and realizing their dreams. It's really wonderful.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to diving into this. So I'm curious, now I mentioned a little bit about the inspiration or the tipping point, but can you share a little bit more about what prompted you to start your own transformational coaching practice?
Well, thank you, Wendy. Yes, I'd love to share. My 16 years behind the chair as a hairstylist showed me that every woman suffers from a harsh inner critical voice. The biggest lesson that I learned was mine was the worst of all, and it almost cost me everything. When I shattered my spine and was diagnosed with osteoporosis at the age of 32, I realized that at that moment, it felt like my life was over. But I realized that so many of my clients truly loved me and wanted to be a part of my life still and have me come back into the salon industry because I was able to really help them transform the way that they see themselves and grow and within their lives. And so I had been part coaching part-time with these lovely women and helping them rebuild their self-esteem and their confidence and go after their goals and dreams. But it was more of a part-time thing. I couldn't physically take care of myself. So of course I had to close shop. And in those moments, I realized I could still help people. And I did. I could make a difference in the world from my couch if I had to. And so I grew my business virtually and I became a coach.
Wow, that is a tragic accident. Geez, you went from being the successful hairstylist, 16 years strong, and doing a little bit beyond hairstyling. It sounds like you were actually helping women in that role as well. And, you know, not just with how they looked in the mirror, but how they looked internally. And then this tragic accident happened, but it didn't really take too much time. Well, obviously it took some time to rebuild yourself physically, but to regain a focus on how to continue with that vision that you have of yourself and really tapping into what it sounds like was an expertise that you were developing all along. So yeah, I love that. Well, how long have you had this transformational coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during this time?
Yes, we've been going strong now for 3 years as just a solo coach virtually. And my business did shift. I've been coaching, it feels like, for an eternity, at least within those 16 years, being a stylist. But my vision then was to really help women, because as you said, you put it very beautifully, it doesn't matter what a woman looks like, it's how she sees herself. And I recognized that as my superpower really early on to help women make that shift. I realized even more so, I come from a line of entrepreneurs. I've been an entrepreneur all of my life. And so I was really inspired to help other stylists and salon owners recognize their own superpower and really get the client retention that I'd had. I mean, I kept my very first client for 16 years.
Wow.
And most of my clients were with me between 11 and 14 years. And it's because of the value of course, my skill set as a stylist, but also my skill set of really helping with personal development and growth and really the way that they saw themselves, as I've said many times now. But that really makes it different for my female entrepreneurs as well, because so many of entrepreneurs really struggle with their confidence and their self-worth.
Yeah, totally. That is one of the biggest things most of us have had to overcome is ourselves, right? And so that's such a powerful place to help people. Well, have there been any big challenges or roadblocks that you've had to overcome along the way?
Oh, it's wonderful for you to ask that question, because yes, I feel like that's pretty much for everybody, especially when we're growing. There are. We're all learning. So, as a stylist, the biggest lesson and what I really help my entrepreneurs with now is that just not charging my worth. I had some self-worth issues from my childhood, and I really was taught that it wasn't safe to be, out there and shining and look at me and see yourself. And so I didn't really have to market myself too much. I was referral based as a stylist. And when I realized that my clients, after I broke my spine, years later asked me to come back, okay, no problem. I could have charged 3 times as much. Now I understand that piece healed. But as a coach, the problem was really being seen and putting myself out there in such a big way. And the other piece of that was not having something tangible to sell to somebody, because with a salon, it's like, oh, you have to get your hair done, you have to get your car worked on, maintenance, things of that. So it's obviously that's an expense that people enter and put into their lives, but not having an actual tangible result to give somebody before I asked for money. Instead, with coaching, we ask them to invest in us and themselves, and then we provide the results and the value. And so that was definitely my biggest struggle, my shift there.
Oh yeah, that's a very common challenge, I will say that. Well, what did you do to overcome that obstacle of having to shift from this obvious, yes, you definitely need to have your hair styled, when do you want to come in, to now this bigger impact that you're offering people? And like you said, it's not tangible.
Absolutely. So how I overcame that was when I started to recognize that people's very expensive, painful problems, not being able to charge their worth and not being able to increase their revenue or really feel confident in marketing themselves and being seen, was a tangible problem. It was a big, painful, expensive challenge.
There you go. Yep.
And so when I helped people to see that, they're like, oh my God. And then it didn't become an issue at all. And then of course, just the steady confidence of really finding that niche and that gift. And as you asked me, my business vision did change. It went from more about helping women with their overall self-esteem to really helping entrepreneurs with their revenue, which is tied into the self-esteem piece.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah. And speaking of revenue, I'm going to transition here into a realm that's slightly different. You're obviously an expert at using this very holistic approach and effectively helping women transform their lives and be more successful in business as well. But how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yes. I mean, I've come so far because I realized that it's really about that heartfelt conversation and not about hard sales. That's not what I'm offering to people. But at the end of the day, I recognize that people do have struggles with income. And coming to me specifically because they're having a hard time charging their worth and increasing their revenue, it was very difficult and sometimes still is difficult for me not to buy into the story and the limiting beliefs about how they just cannot afford it.
Right. Oh, yeah. That is a tricky one because it is so glaring, right? If they don't have the income, if they don't have the finances right now, then it's easy to kind of either be tempted to discount our fees or say, okay, well, we'll stay in touch and see if anything changes. But really to step into this opportunity, I mean, that's what they're coming to you to fix, right? Is the fact that they don't have that revenue. And because there are probably limiting beliefs or low self-esteem or low self-value that's behind that. And so if you want, I can provide you with just a little shift in how to maybe offset that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what my recommendation is understanding who your ideal client is and that this is one of the big problems that they're suffering with. So knowing that, you know, of course, when you talk about what the investment level is to work with you, there's going to be some money issues triggered, right? It just kind of goes without saying. And so the way that really helps offset that is early in the conversation to really make it clear what it is costing them to stay where they're at and where else that is showing up in their life and really dimensionalize that deficit or that roadblock or the lack of self-esteem or, you know, however it is that it's coming up for them in your conversation. And then when you get to that point where you're going to share the investment, actually kind of remind them. Now, remember, this is an area where it's impacting this aspect of your life, this aspect. So you bring it back full circle and have that be very clear to them before you bring up the investment level so that it's not a separate conversation. It's all one and the same and it's very closely tied. So does that make any sense?
Oh, absolutely, Wendy. It is. It's a really beautiful a suggestion and advice. I love it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, definitely. Well, hopefully that moves the needle for you a little bit. And, you know, Kathleen, I'm curious here, you know, we're right in the middle, unfortunately, of this pandemic. I was hoping that by now we would be well past it, but we're still in the middle of it. Now, has the pandemic had an impact on the work that you do?
Well, you know, Wendy, you and me both. Yeah. And honestly, it has, because I know that right now people are terrified. And the truth is I lived 426 days enslaved in anxiety that if I sneezed too hard or fell or someone hugged me, I would be paralyzed because I was walking around or not really walking very well with a fractured spine that wouldn't heal. And so when people, you know, and I lost everything, and that's really what people's greatest fear is. And so when I work with my clients, it's not just coming from a figurative, let's be positive and, you know, really believe in a bright future. I can attestify that I did lose my career and my business and my physique and my ability to take care of myself, my independence, just my entire lifestyle overall, and potentially my future, because there's so many unknown variables as to why I wasn't healing. And so it taught me that there is, you know, a really a way to move through that. And when people look at me and they say, wow, you went through that, and now you are married to the man of your dreams, you're healthy, you're successful, you have this wonderful business, and you're making a difference in the world, it really truly serves as an inspiration. And I also have the tools, the holistic modalities and things that I use to calm my nervous system and to bring a different perspective into my life that got me through that.
Right.
And so, yes, I feel like I'm really well equipped to help people during this tragedy.
Yeah, definitely. You obviously have been walking your talk, as they say, and you yourself proved that huge obstacles can be overcome, and it's actually an opportunity to reassess and tap into even maybe a different zone of genius that you weren't fully tapping into. So I love that. Well, Kathleen, how do you work with women entrepreneurs who want to finally break through their feelings of self-doubts, limitations, and overwhelm, and create that successful, fulfilling life and business for themselves. Can you share a little bit about your philosophy and your approach?
Oh, yes, I'd love to. Thank you for asking, Wendy. So as you mentioned in the intro, that I have a lot of different certifications and backgrounds and holistic methodologies. Really, the most important thing is finding the balance. And we, as women, take on so very much. So as an Ayurvedic lifestyle consultant, it really is about preventative care. Western medicine has its place. It's wonderful. But Ayurveda focuses on the lifestyle as a whole. And so I help women to establish healthier routines, set those really amazing boundaries so that they have time to do the self-work. Mm-hmm. We take them through a healing shift, because I realize, as a law of attraction coach, it just wasn't enough for the positive thinking and the visualization and affirmations. It has its place, absolutely. And I firmly believe in it. But there are deep, buried, painful, traumatic, limiting beliefs and paradigms and programs that we grow up with. And so the first shift, there's four phases I take my clients through. And the first one is that healing phase of getting to, and that's where tapping and meditation really come into key to help with that. Once we move through the healing shift, then we move into the possibilities, really helping people to believe in possibilities again. Then we start setting some really outrageous goals and helping them achieve them. And then the last phase is really about the healing forward, because it's great to get to a certain point and have these aspirations and goals and dreams, but then there's a little bit of resistance and backlash. And, you know, it's like, oh, it sounds fantastic to stand on a stage in front of 6,000 people and deliver my speech. But when you get up on that stage and want to throw up or run. Right. Ooh, so yeah. I prepare my clients for that way before they ever have to get on stage or do a webinar or go and speak, you know, to a mass crowd of people or even individual clients. And so they start increasing their revenue within the first shift. And by the, you know, and we actually give them, in addition to all of that really wonderful philosophy and techniques and modalities, I actually give them business systems, you know, step-by-step approaches and plans that we work through in that outrageous goals shift.
Nice. Yeah, that really sounds thorough and well thought out. Obviously, taking advantage or implementing all those different modalities into your entire process is what sounds like it's just really creates that lasting, sustainable transformation to where there aren't any backlashes. So that's, yeah, so powerful. I love that. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
I would absolutely love for them to visit my website. It's dreamerslifecoaching.com.
Generous Life Coaching?
Oh, excuse me, Dreamers.
Oh, Dreamers. Sorry about that. I misheard. Dreamerslifecoaching.com. Okay.
Yes. Okay. And then they can also find me on Facebook.
Okay, or on Facebook. Okay, so that's dreamerslifecoaching.com or find you on Facebook. Fantastic. Well, Kathleen, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom, really just in hearing your story and all that you've overcome yourself. But if I could tap on you one last time here during our interview, in looking at your own experience in building your, you know, businesses, what's some advice that you can share with a frustrated entrepreneur who's questioning their decision to have started their own business, or maybe sure. They're doubting their ability to succeed. And I feel like this question is just pretty much right in your zone of genius. So I'm sure you have lots to share.
Oh, I do, but I'll try and keep it short and sweet, not to overwhelm everyone. Okay. The very first thing that I would love to say to anybody is that if you dreamed it, if you felt called to do it, you are meant to do it. Nice. The biggest thing that I find with people is they feel like a failure if they have any struggles or it's delayed success. There truly is no such thing as a failure. It is delayed success, or it's an opportunity to learn and to grow. The second piece of that is that when you compare yourself to everyone else, you're going to feel like a fraud very early on, especially if you're a brand new entrepreneur. Wow. So again, if you were called to do this work, people need you. They don't need you to be like anybody else. They need you to be you, your own flavor, your own version with your own skills. And the last piece is that, like me, I had that tragedy of losing my salon and my 16-year career. But a new window of opportunity arose, and it really was my true calling. being a stylist paved my way to get there, you know, and I helped people all along and it felt wonderful. And then, you know, when I had that great tragic loss, I realized it was a rebirth. I was becoming something new and something different. So try not to hold on to the losses or what are the perceived failures, and really just know that it's all part of the journey and that you're exactly where you're meant to be.
Nice. Yeah, that is powerful. I love that. So if you've dreamt it, if you've got that vision, then you're meant to do it. Just boom, accept that. Stand into that. That's fantastic. And then, oh, it's so critical to not get lured into the comparison game, because that is just like you said, I mean, that just really takes our power away. And I love what you said, just you be you, you, yeah. you. That's fantastic. And that every opportunity might be not so apparent at the time, but every situation opens up another door or another window just when you think that it doesn't, just like the powerful experience that you had where you had to come back from a complete physical and, you know, your business, everything was shifted in one instance. So that is so powerful. Well, thank you, Kathleen. I really appreciate you sharing your story and your wisdom. It's just been so great hearing about your journey from your years as a stylist and how you were beginning to tap into your additional zone of genius of being this conduit for people to really understand that they have something within them that is not coming out and how to bring that out, to now this important work you're doing, helping women entrepreneurs overcome their self-worth issues, fully step into their power and increase their revenue and create balance in their lives. I really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Well, thank you so much, Wendy. It was an absolute pleasure. I loved being here. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my story and my work with you.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Kathleen through her website, which is dreamerslifecoaching.com, or look her up on Facebook. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Kathleen Anderson. And as always, here's to your success.